And they make a wish, and the one gets the longest, it's supposed to come true.
Okay. You ever heard of a name for the longer or shorter pieces?
No, I can't recall.
And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? Do you have a general name for that?
The inside parts of... No, I don't.
What about on a pig? Or a cat?
I don't have a name for it.
What are the inside parts of a pig that...
Well, you might eat the liver, you might eat well, really, as far as the inside, of course, the intestines themselves are eating a lot as far as chitlins.
You ever had
a one time.
How was it?
Tasted pretty good, really. I had to overcome the thoughts that I had been living with all these years. In order to get them down. Because I just never had an occasion to eat them before. And then when I had an occasion, I had some friends who were enjoying them. So I said, if they can enjoy them, I can stand them at least a little bit. So I ate a few.
Did you ever see a hog slaughter?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about how that's done.
Well, the first thing it's done usually is a rifle. Is used to shoot the animal between the eyes, and this knocks him down and stuns him. And then he's rolled over on his back, and a knife is inserted into his throat to cut his main arteries there and veins in order for the blood to run out. And after he's drained and dead, while he's put in a vat of hot water. He's put in a vat of hot water, a big, great big water container that water gets 150 degrees or so. And this is to make the hair turn loose. And then he's scraped clean with knives, clean of all hair and dirt and what have you. And after he's clean, he's hung up on a pole by his hind legs, and then he's opened up and cleaned out from the inside. And after this is done, well, he's split by the backbone, separated halves, and then he's cut up into different sections of meat, the ham, the shoulders, the middlings, the loins, and the ribs, and backbone.
When you talk about the middlings, what are you talking about?
Well, that usually is the outside casing of the ribs. Mm-hmm. It's the sections between the shoulders and the hips, mm-hmm. or the hams, that's outside the rib.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you
call that? The side.
When you cut the side of a hog?
Uh-huh.
What do you call that section?
That's the midsection, or that's the bacon.
Do you talk about a side of bacon, or
middling
of bacon?
We talk about a side.
Uh-huh.
You cut middlings, you cut your middling up and make bacon out of it.
I see. So what do you call it when it's sliced and you use it? Fry it with eggs.
Bacon?
Just...
Yeah, just bacon.
Okay.
Well, now some people call it side meat. Mm-hmm.
To refer to the slice?
Yeah, well, they just... Bacon is a term that we're associated with now. My dad might have been associated with side meat, but it comes from the same part of the hog, see.
When he would use the word side meat, would he mean the...
Might not be sliced as pretty as the bacon is of today.
I see. And when you smoke the side of a hog, what do you call that?
We just.